This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you journey this week toward your trial and crucifixion, we journey behind you, far behind you. We witness your sovereignty and serenity as you face the powers of evil and death, and marvel at your glorious triumph over those powers. Pray for us during our times of trial. Forgive us, Lord, when we fail the tests put before us. Strengthen us in our faith and preserve us in our witness to you before the wiles of the world. Give us, Lord, some of your serenity and your strength in the face of temptation. Amen. Happy Palm Sunday. We were blessed with a cooperative donkey this year. I think you are all familiar with protest marches. It's normally a protest against oppression or mistreatment of some sort, whether it be the right to be heard and to vote, as it was with women's suffrage. Or perhaps you would remember Gandhi and the right to nonviolent opposition to that which is unjust. Martin Luther King and the right to march on Washington for freedom and equality. And who could forget the right to protest against military dictatorship in China? And more recently, the right in Egypt for a democratic government, for and by the people. Indeed, we all know about protest marches. But I would say that what we have just experienced and participated in is one of the biggest protest marches there ever was. Jesus has done nothing but to protest against all that would keep people down and keep people oppressed. He would try to do whatever he could to let people become all that we were called and enabled by God to be. Look where we have been this Lenten season. After we had that first week with the temptations of Jesus in the desert, we had the curious Nicodemus that in some way knew that he was not receiving all that God would want him to have in his life, in his heart. And Jesus promises him eternal life. We moved on to that woman at the well. You talk about somebody oppressed, destructive and abusive relationship after relationship. And yet suddenly in the course of a short interchange with a cup of water, Jesus opens her up to all that she could possibly become. No more abuse, no more oppression. The next week, the man born blind, rejected by everybody. Everybody assumes that there is some sin he has committed, and that is why he needs to be oppressed and put down and kept in his place. And with some mud and saliva and some healing words, Jesus not only gives him physical sight, but spiritual sight as well. And then last week, the story of Lazarus, Jesus' friend, his sisters, Martha and Mary, weeping in their grief. And not only does he promise them eternal life on the last day, but gives him life then and there and wipes every tear away. If there is anything consistent in the life of Jesus, it is to protest against and do everything in his power to enable people to be all that they could possibly be. And so he marches today into Jerusalem on a donkey, just like the prophet Zephaniah had promised would happen. A donkey is the symbol of peace. There is no violence here. There are no arms that are brought. Simple cloaks are thrown on the ground along with tree branches. It's quite different. I was doing some research on triumphal entries of kings, and I came across something from an ancient author by the name of Plutarch. He tells the story of a Roman general, Aemilius Paulus, who defeated the Macedonians and had a triumphal entry into Rome. Listen how he describes this. Aemilius's triumphant procession lasted 3 days. The first day dedicated to displaying all the artwork that Aemilius and his army had plundered. The second day devoted to all the weapons of the Macedonians they had captured. The third day, with the rest of the plunder, borne by 250 oxen, whose horns were covered in gold. This included more than 17,000 pounds of gold coins. Then came the captured and humiliated king of Macedonia and his extended family. Finally, on the third day, Aemilius himself entered Rome, mounted on a magnificent chariot. Aemilius wore a purple robe interwoven with gold, carrying his laurels in his right hand, accompanied by a large choir singing hymns praising the military accomplishments of the great Aemilius. It's a different type of march today. It is a march where Jesus is saying, you want to raise your branches? Raise up in protest against all that has been holding you down. Raise it up against everything that takes people and makes them oppressed, not only in our own families, but in the world around us. And not only protest against it, but do what you can to make a difference for others. This is going to be his consistent theme in this next week we celebrate as he journeys to the cross. There is nothing other than that that he will do to try and enable to his very last breath to help people become all that they can be. I, along with members of our mission team last month, had a recent opportunity to march in a parade in the Dominican Republic. Our long-term mission partner and friend, Father Sandino Sanchez, now priest of another St. Joseph's Episcopal Church and School in Boca Chica in the Dominican Republic, invited us to join them in a parade on the Feast of St. Joseph, celebrating the anniversary of their school. We and Bobby Smith joyfully marched through the downtown streets of the local village in Boca Chica. We paused at major intersections to watch the majorettes do their baton twirling and flag formations. We waved to the crowds lining the streets and peering out of shop doors and second floor balconies. We waved flags they gave us to the beat of the music. But there was one most remarkable experience, and that was our positioning at the rear of the parade, directly behind the big bass drum. It was this drum that set the rhythm for the other drummers, for the energetic glockenspiel player, for the rhythm to which the uniform corps of flag carriers to do their formations and their synchronized movements. It was this drum whose beat provided the rhythm for the baton-twirling majorettes to march and to do their choreographed dances. But there was one problem. We noticed that the bass drum player, responsible for the whole rhythmic movement of this parade, was only beating the left side of his drum. Why? Because there was a huge tear in the right side of that drum. And with each beat of the drum on the left side, the vibrations and air generated would continue to larger the rip on the right side of the drum. But that did not deter the bass drummer. He continued to set the rhythm for the march, probably knowing full well that in the process he was destroying the drum itself. And so here we are today with another protest march, another parade. And the one who sets the rhythm of the journey for us continues to set the beat, knowing full well that in the process he will destroy himself, but it does not stop him. He has a message that he will continue to try to give to his very last breath. This week, as we continue in this parade, this journey with Jesus to the cross, remember what it's all about. Wherever you are feeling oppressed, wherever you are feeling that you cannot be that which you want to be, wherever you are not free, his message is, the kingdom is available for you in its fullness. All we have to do is join the parade and follow him. May we do so. Amen.